WOOC correspondent Willie Terry spoke to Ann Pope, NAACP state representative, and McKinley Johnson, pastor of St. John Church of God in Christ and president of Albany African American Clergy, on April 4th at the 50th commemoration of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. The commemoration was held at the St. John Church of God in Christ in Albany. The following is part two of his interview from that event.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary program tonight of Martin Luther King's death. We are honored to have Ann Pope of the NAACP here, and she's going to give us her take on this day. How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing fine. I'm just happy to be here. As I reflect on 50 years ago, April 4, 50 years ago, I think I got a different perspective on Dr. King and his work. I've always held Dr. King in very, very high esteem. He was a committed individual who worked on behalf of civil rights and justice for everyone. He was not a selfish man. But I got a completely different understanding and perspective on the Memphis situation. When he went to Memphis to help the garbage workers to get their rights and to get better wages, to be treated fairly. And as he worked through Memphis and with the various groups, with the marches, and began to encounter some differences and began to be challenged and questioned. And when he left Memphis, and he left somewhat under a cloud, he was determined that he would be able to clear his name and to not be in any way disgraced or thought less of. So he decided that he should go back to Memphis and clear things up and to continue the work that he started. And I thought that was wonderful because he didn't have to go back. He could have stayed where he was, but he decided to go back and to try it over again. And then when he stood and he said that he wasn't worried about anything, he didn't mind dying. And he had been to the mountaintop and he had looked over and he knew that we as a people would get there. Because of the work that he had done, he knew that we would get there. He said he might not get there with us, but that he would get there. And I think he was justified in doing that, and I think that he certainly had risen to a higher level. And when he stepped out on the balcony and he said to the musician, "Play me some of that Precious Lord, play it sweet," and he stood up and he got shot. That, to me, was the greatest. And I believe that Dr. King was one of the greatest leaders that we've ever had. He was unselfish. He was untenable. And he was willing to fight to the end. And God blessed him to see the promised land and to receive him in. And I'm grateful to be a part of that movement.
And just stay right here with us. Another guest just walked in, and I just want to bring him in. But I do want to say that we had Precious Lord sang tonight, and I think if Martin Luther King had a hurried death, he would have been smiling because she really turned it on.
Oh, my name is Pastor McKinley Johnson. I'm the pastor of St. John's Church of God in Christ here in Albany, New York, downtown Albany. And also I'm the president of the Albany African American Clergy, United for Empowerment. born here, raised here, and still here over about 80 years now. And I'm hopefully a product of my father.
And could you give us your impression of the program tonight, or your impression of the 50th anniversary of King assassination?
It was really solemn, but mind-stirring. The film clips, the words, the sharing, the expressions, and the show of thoughtfulness about what Martin was all about and what he was trying to do and the things he did. He walked the walk and didn't just talk the talk. He made a major sacrifices for his family, sacrifices for his time and energy. And he was a young man that had made his commitment to God, and God had used him to bring the civil rights to a level that it initiated a lot of changes that were like starting points, but that at least were starting points that we are the benefactors of today. And yet, it made us alert to, I will not go back to those days, because too many lives, too many sacrifices were made, especially through Dr. Martin Luther King. My father was enthralled about him. He followed him to Salem. He followed him to Washington. He followed him wherever he was on any march to make sure that he exhibited his commitment by action, because they came out of Mississippi. And come out of Mississippi. And that was one of the sweltering places to be in when it came to racism and segregation. They were raw. And he declared that he wouldn't raise his family in a situation that enough have a wife that he had to, but he would be dead. He wouldn't make it through the way they would be treating them. It played such a role in our lives. I didn't want able to go to some of those events, and et cetera, but he would come back and tell us about it. And it caused him to reach out in the community to aid, to be an advocate for the needy and to help those that he could help. He brought up 100 families out of Mississippi. It was about the 30s, no, the 40s, 50s, and the 60s. And yet he maintained a family life, church life, and he's the founder of this church called St. John's Church of God in Christ.
Thank you. I want to hear one more question I want to ask. Just want to kind of bring it home. You know, in light of what's going on today, with Trump administration, what significance do you think that Martin Luther King would have for today's generation to get involved in?
Well, you saw what happened back in the 60s and et cetera, and many of us are enlightened because of his sacrifice. And I don't know if he was alive today. I can't tell you exactly what would happen, but the way he went about, his spirit is alive. He may not be here, but believe me, his spirit is alive in our spirits, in our hearts, in our minds, in many folks. And so the young folks are starting to catch on a little bit more, and it makes a difference. When you show these films and when we hear about it, when we have commemorations, then it's like remembering and bringing it up, and then the points and the reason why begin to heighten in a person's mind so that it doesn't die out, dry out, or fall apart, that this is where we will have to do what we have to go, and what we're going to have to do is to strives to make sure that the next generation doesn't have the same woes we have with racism and the challenge that it brings.
I think that if he were alive today, in the same, at the same age and same state, I think his message today would be the same, or certainly would be similar. If he were alive and older, continuing in this movement, I think certainly he would not be able to be as active as he is, but he certainly would be a voice to be reckoned with. I think we would make that happen. There is no way that we could have had a person as strong and as powerful as Dr. King and just put him on the shelf somewhere and ignore him. We would have to go back to him to find out how he did some of what he did. We are living technically in those same days that we were living in when Dr. King was alive. We have a president that has come in and decided to turn back the clock on all of the works that Dr. King did, all of the gains that he made. He has sat down and scribbled out all of the civil rights bills that were passed. He's going to get to voting rights. That's coming very soon. And that was one of the things that we fought for. So I think he will still be very, very valuable. And even dead, he's valuable, because we can draw strength from him. Just looking at him speak and seeing how he spoke and how he spoke from his heart, and we can take a lot of stride and pleasure in that. He was the greatest. He was like Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali said, "I am the greatest." I say Dr. King was the greatest.
Yes, true.
All right. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, Reverend.
Oh, my pleasure.
Right. And hey, y'all got a lot of information to give out, and I think I'm gonna have to set up some other interviews to come and talk.
Yeah, we can.
But you got the knowledge.
We're like Dr. King, right?
Right. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
That was my guy.
That was NAACP State Representative Ann Pope and Pastor McKinley Johnson talking with WOOC correspondent and Labor Talk host Willie Terry.